This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Nicholas Mountain here.
And Melanie.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you can talk about anything you want, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We make it, we open up the lines so that you can call in and make it easy for you to call in. But Peakless Mountaineer, you and I were chatting before the show, and I think this has to be absolutely true. The relationship, that there's a relationship between pathogens and authoritarian governments.
There absolutely is, and there have actually been a few different papers on the subject. It's been explained multiple times many years ago, and then people have gone back into it to see, okay, well, was this paper really accurate? Can we get some more details on it? I've got an excerpt. It's from either the reanalysis of the relationship between parasite stress and authoritarianism, or regional variation in pathogen prevalence predicts endorsement of if you want to research this at home, guys, it's parasite stress is the keyword you want to look for. But so basically what happens is that if you have a long history of parasites, pathogens, you know, bacteria, fungal infections, all that sort of thing.
That's for a society or for a person?
For a region, actually.
A region, okay.
Yeah, if you have a history of a high level of pathogens, and also when a dangerous pathogen is very important to people. When you have an apparent epidemic, things like that. In every case, that's one of the biggest markers of when you will move to an authoritarian regime. And I have a little excerpt from one of these articles. Because many disease-causing parasites are invisible and their actions mysterious, disease control has historically depended substantially on adherence to ritualized behavioral practices.
Right, they're effectively demons.
Right, they are an invisible enemy, and it's a strange balance because that is a sort of superstitious worldview, but is not untrue.
Right. So, I mean, you know, through most of society, we have believed that there were, you know, demons, djinns, evil spirits, you know, whatever. And probably long before society, before the Aryan Revolution, this was just kind of the thing. And it's effectively true in so much as there are things we cannot see that will affect our behavior and our health. And, you know, these sorts of things. So
yeah, and before we had the germ theory of disease, they mostly consisted of the idea of a miasma, which was, okay, well, this region just has this sort of fog of death in it. So yeah. For most
it's
of
the
things...
gas.
Yeah, right. So for most things, they would say, okay, well, get out to the country,
right,
and that should alleviate your condition. Which, there's some truth, some falsity, because, you know, a long journey is not very good for a sick person. But getting out of a city will reduce the load of your immune system and may allow you to recover from a lot of things.
Right. Makes sense.
And so these invisible enemies, mostly it's religious practices of ablution, which is washing your hands. I mean, you didn't know that you should wash your hands because of these microorganisms, or necessarily even because you knew that, like, you know, poop was going to make you sick.
Right.
But you knew that this cleansing, this ritual cleansing, was an effective way of avoiding getting sick.
We knew it as kids, but societies that in all many religions, I don't know all about all of them, but many religions have a ritual cleansing that goes on. Many times it's hands.
All of them have some form of that.
Those are the ones that survived.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it really is an evolutionary style survival of the fittest when it came to cultural practices. If you had a form of cleansing that didn't effectively remove pathogens, well, you were a lot less likely to survive. And I mean, all religions have some form of ritual cleansing. Most of them, because of that natural selection in cultures, have one that includes washing your hands.
Yeah, and that's a good one.
Yeah, a lot of them have sort of, okay, so if you touch a dead body, here's the things that you have to do. And some of it may be weird, but a lot of it's like, okay, so stay away from people for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, and wash your hands.
And that part, yeah.
All right, so let's see, ritualized behavioral practices that reduced infection risk. Individuals who openly dissented from or simply failed to conform to these behavioral traditions therefore posed a health threat to self and others. Thus, while there can be societal costs associated with any collective behavioral tendency toward obedience and conformity, there can be disease-specific benefits, too. These benefits would have been greater under circumstances in which disease-causing parasites placed greater stress on human welfare, circumstances in which those parasites were especially virulent or prevalent.
So, how did societies that are authoritarian, and I'm not sure which one, do we have examples of authoritarian societies that had relationship to pathogens? I'm not sure.
Well, one that comes to my mind is India.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you actually look into the Hindu scriptures, there was a caste system, but it wasn't this rigid, you are born into it and may never leave system. Over time, their religion became much more authoritarian and much more rigid and immovable. And one of the things about it, it's a very warm climate, and there's a lot of traffic through there, and you know, these days there's a high population, which helps. The Ganges is especially notorious for having some extraordinary levels of pathogens.
Oh, yes, that's a very bad place, that river there.
And one thing that's very interesting about this is, so there's a book called Hitler's Table Talk, which was, I think it was Butler or May
Hitler's
or something.
Hitler's Table Talk.
Okay. It was one of the house servants that just sort of wrote down the pieces of conversation that they could remember from when Hitler was just sitting at the table talking, you know, not making a speech, not really
just chatting with his buddies.
Exactly.
His old Nazi friends. His favorite Nazis.
Exactly. When you let your hair down and just, you know, relax and talk about the Jews.
Oh, God.
And the interesting thing about what's in that book is that it's not anger. He doesn't have anger. He doesn't really even have hatred for these people, which is what you'd expect. What he has is disgust.
Yeah, sure.
And, I mean, you do also see this in his speeches a lot, but to find out it's in his personal explanation of what's going on is that these are a parasite on the body. So, I mean, and you're not going to get more authoritarian, you know,
than the Nazis.
Cliche, than the Nazis.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's this disease sensitivity that makes you want to close down your borders, lock in everything, put everything in nice, neat little boxes, and not let anything mix.
And it seems like there's, it seems like it's certainly something that we could look at today with the pathogen that's going around that everybody knows about, COVID.
Right.
I showed you some of the numbers today of deaths in America, and there were 5 weeks where deaths sort of reached a remarkable level,
mm-hmm.
and those 5 weeks are gone, and now we seem to be stuck with some behavior that may very well prevent the spread of disease. Sounds good. Other behaviors that seem to be sort of just because of things. I was just listening to somebody talk yesterday, and they're like, more and more kids are getting this. It's not, the young people aren't safe anymore. And I'm like, when you say more and more, what numbers are you talking about here? Because the numbers that I'm seeing show that, by and large, you're still talking about, amongst cases, you're talking about old people. Yeah, Florida, well, surprise, America's nursing home, I'm from there, is, you know, it's getting hit pretty hard.
Yeah, and New York, where COVID patients were sent into nursing homes, and the nursing homes given legal immunities for allowing that to happen.
Sure, yeah. That's not a, that doesn't seem like a good policy. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Call in, share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues, such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit Ancestry.com/health.
News from Bitcoin.com. Twitter hacked. Bitcoin blamed. NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace will soon have a Bitcoin logo on his car. Banks will make $18 billion in fees on COVID-19 relief funds. Bitcoin Cash still lets you control your own money. PayPal confirms it's developing cryptocurrency capabilities while still shutting down accounts of crypto users. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to their channel on YouTube.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 450 free.
Free Talk Live. Call in, share your thoughts on the relationship between authoritarian governments and pathogens or anything else that's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And I am going to Texas, Dallas to be specific. It's August the 6th through the 8th for Mobilize 2020. This is a Young Americans for Liberty event, and it's going to be the biggest liberty-oriented networking event this year. It's invitation only, but getting your invitation is easy. So go to YA Liberty. YALiberty.org/mobilize and register. Mobilize 2020 in Dallas, August the 6th through the 8th, YALiberty.org/mobilize. Let's go to Jacob calling in from Canada. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello there. Well, first, I'm surprised that I got on. I was there when I first heard your show. I was rather curious and interested. So I just want to touch briefly on two topics. One is a report I kept hearing that because federal buildings are under attack in various states and therefore the police are not doing anything, so the president has to send in his troops. I was wondering, well, what if they attack, and they are, of course, they attack state and municipal buildings and the police are not doing their job, should the president just sit there and say, no, it's not my concern? That doesn't make any sense. Any property, even a private home, and the police are not doing their job, the president has to get up and act, because that's one of his duties, isn't it?
Well, no, the president is not like a general law enforcer. Like the president isn't like the sheriff of the U.S. Federal buildings would arguably come under his jurisdiction. It's not his job. It's not even under statism his job to go and see what's going on in all 50 states and make sure everything's being prosecuted properly. That's not really his function.
And one thing
that doesn't
is
make
like
any sense that doesn't make any sense, because if you don't do that, then basically you're leaving it to the average American and his firepower to take care of his property, and the city has to take care of its property and the state its property. But if the police again are not doing their job, right? They're sitting back, they're being defunded, whatever the case is, orders from the governor, the mayor, whatever, and people are losing their homes and there's property being damaged and people are being assaulted. I mean, the president really has to do something. His bottom line.
Well, so the president, there's this perception that the president is the leader of the country, and that's really not the case. There's the president, there's Congress, and there's the Supreme Court. And they're supposed to be, you know, equal and
co-equal
and not particularly powerful.
Yeah, and each have separate functions.
Yeah, the federal government should be largely outward facing. Jacob, I get where you're coming from, and I think that this question to some extent is going to be asked and answered in this election coming up, which is, Americans. If you feel like your state or municipality or whatever isn't doing its job and the president steps in, does that make you happy or sad? And remember, elections aren't held and voted upon by constitutional scholars. They're held and voted upon by the average person. And the average person's like, well, you know, maybe they're happy, maybe they're sad. I don't really know, but honestly, yes. I mean, you on a local level, you're supposed to be voting for people that are going to protect your property that way.
If all of the governors and mayors are doing basically the same thing about the same, in reaction to the same thing, they're probably getting phone calls from on high, because California, Texas, New York, they don't all agree, except when they all do mysteriously, and it's because they got a phone call.
I know, but the thing is, though, before you can be happy or sad, like you just mentioned previously, you have to be alive and safe so that you can be happy and sad. So that's why I just brought
That's why we have guns, Jacob.
You're allowed to have guns here.
You said that people protecting their own property, you say that like it's a terrible situation, and that actually strikes me as a great situation. I'll protect my property, the city will protect its. That's what happened in Manchester with the protest we had here.
Yeah. Listen, can I just touch on one more topic?
Go right ahead.
Okay. this mail-in business, this mail-in ballot, I mean, I was just flabbergasted. I mean, here in Canada, I've never heard of such a thing, but it just reminds me of what goes on in third world countries. Not that they have mail-in ballots, but all kinds of corruption. I mean, think about it, right? You're not likely to make a mail-in ballot as difficult to counterfeit as cash, right? So the first thing that is probably going to happen is all kinds of counterfeit ballots are going to be produced, right?
I imagine somebody's working on it right now.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, people who are even dead are going to be registered as voting.
People who are dead vote already in some jurisdictions, but... The problem is, if somebody from Massachusetts is going to fraudulently vote in New Hampshire, they at least have to drive to New Hampshire. And that's somewhat of a barrier to entry. But with mail-in, you don't even have to do that. You could not even be there and vote in whatever jurisdiction you want.
And not just like you were saying, the addition of false ballots, but it's very easy to just lose the right ballots and shift everything that way.
Also, one important part is that a mail-in ballot allows people in your home, at the very least, to see for whom you're voting.
Or to steal your ballot and...
They could do that, too.
Right.
But let me tell you the story real quick. My wife and I generally choose to vote together, sort of as a unit, as opposed to... And that requires a certain level of compromise. I don't see any particular problem with those compromises. It's what we choose to do. But we had, at one point, we did have absentee ballots that we did. And we sat right next to each other and we filled them out together. Now, this is a theory I have, and it's not like I'm hoping one way or the other, but I think there's a lot of people in America, and I'd say they're men, a lot of men in America that said, honey, I would never vote for that orange blowhard, I'd never do it. And then they walked into the voting booth and they did it because, for whatever reason, Trump appealed to them. And then, they live their life as though they, whatever. Because this made their lives better.
That's the point. But that's the point. The point is, at least here in Canada anyway, the ballot is called a secret ballot. In other words, you can be influenced. You can be influenced up until the time you go to vote. When you go behind the scrutineers, right, into a little booth, and you put your X or whatever, that's your business. You are not influenced by anybody at that point. You make up your mind. But if you do a mail-in ballot, you can do what you just described, all kinds of other corruption.
And that's how it's supposed to be here, up to the point where most states have laws against you deciding to show your ballot to somebody else. So, like, ballot selfies are illegal in most states here.
Of course, let's not forget one more thing, okay? When you present yourself in person, and you could do this, by the way, in the States, even with the current COVID situation, you've got all kinds of measures in place. You only let in one person at a time or whatever. You keep your social distance. It can be done safely above board. But here's the point. The point is that when you present yourself to the scrutineer, you have to show your face. You have to show your ID. You have to be on the list. You have to be 100% above board. When you do a mail-in, as I said just earlier, a dead person can be registered and you wouldn't know it.
And you can vote in multiple, and like even if you're fraudulently hitting, like you can hit up multiple jurisdictions in theory, but there's a limit to how many polling booths you can physically drive to in a day. You don't have that limit.
That would require a great deal of fraud, too. Thank you for the call, Jake. I appreciate it. The number, 855-450-3733. Do you support these mail-in ballots and why do you? I mean, is it just partisanship? Is that what we're dealing with again? 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More questions are emerging surrounding the actions of former President Bill Clinton following the release of newly unsealed court documents in the case against Ghislaine Maxwell. Daniel Halper, the author of a new book called A Convenient Death, said records of a 2011 meeting between Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre and her lawyers, in which she talked about the powerful Epstein's orbit, were the first of many accusations putting Bill Clinton directly at the convicted sex offender's private island in the Caribbean.
It's the first of many accusations putting him directly at that island. And of course, we know that he was very close to Jeffrey Epstein. And as we report in our book, he's very close to Ghislaine Maxwell. That puts him in proximity to two accused and one guilty pedophile.
Maxwell was arrested in July, charged with trafficking minors for Epstein and perjury. She faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted. This is USA Radio News. A top House Democrat is predicting that if President Trump loses the November election, he won't go quietly. And USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn says he believes President Trump would find a way to hold on to power through some emergency action.
This guy never had an idea about being going to peacefully transfer power.
On CNN's State of the Union, the South Carolina Democrat said Trump won't allow a fair election. The president did tell Fox News Sunday a few weeks ago he wasn't sure if he'd accept the results of the election if it doesn't go his way. I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico in their SpaceX Crew Dragon, ending a historic two-month trip to space. The mission marked the first time the astronauts have launched from American soil since the final space shuttle in 2011. After deploying two drogue parachutes, then the capsule's main parachutes, the spacecraft landed off the coast of Pensacola, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450, free as in freedom. And I want to tell you a little bit about Divvy. So from mid-March through mid-July of this year, Divvy, the new and easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been talking about here on Free Talk Live for some time, increased in value by over 10 times. Now, nothing stopping Divvy from increasing exponentially again. In fact, crypto's on a run, and evidence is that, you know, this is what they call altcoins, may be going, you know, following Bitcoin up. And that's in fact their goal. Divvy's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their new beta wallet. And will it go up further when the wallet's actually fully released? Well, I don't know, but here on Free Talk Live, we're pretty happy about our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. And in fact, we are deepening that relationship and intend to do so more. You can go find out more at DivvyProject.org. That's DIVIProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Now, I'm not going to make a recommendation on what you do with your hard-earned money as far as investments go, because we don't know what the future is going to bring. But you know, right now you're there's a 10% times increase.
I can make one very common sense recommendation: don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, yeah, that's a safe one.
Or as my financial planner would say, diversify your portfolio.
DIVIproject.org. Let's go to Graham calling in from Pennsylvania. Graham, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, about the mail-in voting ballots.
Yeah.
To me, I don't vote anymore, but with the mail-in ballots, I don't really care if they're easy to commit fraud with or if Trump ignores them or not. Because to me, what the real problem is just the career-long civil servants, the bureaucracy or the, bureaucrats or politicians who go through the revolving door, working as a lobbyist, going back into government, working as a lobbyist, going back into government.
In a lot of cases, though, politicians will be in for decades. And, I mean, they obviously people voting doesn't seem to work in getting them out. But, I mean, I guess.
And there are a lot of unelected officials with a surprising amount of power.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's an incredible amount. I don't disagree with that. I don't know. To me, it seems like if voting is a valuable thing and everybody acts like it is, then we should act like it's valuable. I get that Sunday night's sort of conservative talk live as opposed to, say, Ian and his like, everybody should be able to vote 9 times for all the parties or something. But, I mean, the voting system is a mess. And I don't like it. As far as I'm concerned, you ought to know something about the political process in order to participate in it.
Well, I was definitely disappointed at the amount of the lack of change with Trump getting elected. I mean, I thought something was going to be different, and very little.
Yeah. Well, I think Trump probably found out that being president isn't all it's cracked up to be as far as power goes. Graham, you're probably, since you're not a voter, you probably know a great deal about the voting system and that sort of thing. What made you choose to stop voting?
I just realized that after voting for a couple elections, all it is just up and down emotions. You're just toying with your emotions, and as soon as they get into power, they don't keep any of their promises, either because they're unable to or don't want to.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Well, I'm certainly not going to argue that point. I mean, honestly, if you spent no time thinking about an election, you would probably get the same results as if you spent all your time thinking about the next election.
I did want to address your point of you think that people should know something about politics before voting.
Yeah.
While in general I agree with that, there is also a risk of having sort of an accepted source of political information and, oh, well, if you don't have enough of that information, then you don't qualify to vote. And that could be a big issue.
Sure. So we already have a test to see whether or not people get to vote. I mean, that already exists. That test we call the American Citizenship Test. The thing is we exempt most of the people who vote from taking that test. And the evidence suggests, at least if you watch late-night television where they go around and they interview people and, ask them any question about the world today or history or anything. I mean, literally, people didn't know what the sides were in the Civil War. They couldn't find the United States on a map. I mean,
okay, that's some serious election bias. Like, I think it is.
I think selection bias is there. What they did with the map in this case is they transposed the western and eastern hemispheres on the map. But since it's a globe, you can do this, right? Like, there's nothing factually wrong with putting Asia on the left.
You didn't put Europe in the middle. I can't find anything.
Right, and. I agree. There's selection bias that goes on. But, man, oh, man, where do they find these people? So let's go on to the phones. We got Joseph in Massachusetts. Joseph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. I'm going to talk about possibly two subjects. Maybe I can bring in a third one. This police, I heard you, I think it was you, I'm not sure who it was, Ian or someone, said a few weeks ago the police killed someone in their sleep in your area. We have a lady here who has her own talk show, and I can understand she supports the police, and she doesn't believe that they should lose their diplomat or not their diplomat. They should lose their immunity.
I mean, qualified immunity for police is kind of the same as diplomatic immunity. Do whatever you want and then just go home.
Yeah. She doesn't believe they should lose it. I have mixed feelings. When they're wrong, they should be accountable like anyone else. What's your take on this? Because they get away with much.
Well,
there are good
I'm with
ones.
You. If they're wrong, they should be just as accountable for every action they take as anyone else.
If you should think they should be just as accountable as everybody else when they're wrong, then you don't believe in qualified immunity. Qualified immunity only protects you when you're wrong.
Yeah.
Like, if you're right, like, if you sue somebody and they're in the right, they still win, qualified immunity or not.
In other words, they can do wrong and not get punished, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Well, that's not right either.
Well, they're protected in sort of a even greater than corporatism sort of protection, in so much as you can't sue them individually for their individual actions, but things that they did on the job that were considered to be sort of acceptable within their the purview of their jobs.
It's just like doctors. I have a friend that was killed by medical profession. He had very little, you know. I mean, when some doctor does something serious, he should be accountable. Why are these people getting this kind of qualified immunity?
Good question.
I think that's really the question is why. And why do police need qualified immunity? Because we have more private security personnel in America than we do police officers, and somehow they manage to do all their different varied types of security jobs without too much trouble. So why at 855-450-3733, why do police need qualified immunity?
Because security agencies don't go around starting problems. They just
I mean, I agree that there should not be frivolous lawsuits, but there are a lot, like in the doctor.
Frivolous lawsuits exist. Yep, there's no doubt about it.
And that is a problem. I don't know of frivolous lawsuits that go through against police ever.
No. So we don't need qualified immunity. What about the cop that you mentioned a few weeks ago that killed somebody? Was it in your area, in their bed?
I don't know what you're referencing.
I feel like I would have heard.
Duncan Lemp, I think, is what he's referencing.
I don't know.
Shot in his sleep during a no-knock raid.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Also, his pregnant wife injured by a flashbang that went off in the bed after he got shot while sleeping.
Hmm.
So he's dead?
Yep,
that's what happens when you get shot. Often. Thanks for the call.
There's no lawsuit against it. I guess it's very...
Oh, well, there'll probably be a lawsuit, but it'll be against the town, and then we, the taxpayers, will pay for it. Thanks for the call, Joseph. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, come on and call in the number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Real quick, just want to tell you about the Discord lines. So, I think it was last night we got, or it was the night before last, I don't know. It was recently, we got just call after call after call in the Discord lines, and you could, by the way, listen to any show that we've done in the past by simply going to archives.freetalklive.com. You get them for free. Just archives.freetalklive.com, and you can scroll back. I don't think we notated that there was a bunch of Discord calls on that particular show, but it sounds great when you call in through the Discord lines. All you do is go to discord.freetalklive.com, discord.freetalklive.com. You got to do the name and user and pass and stuff if you haven't done it already, but this is one of the most active libertarian chats on Discord, so you get that added benefit, or detriment, whatever you want to call it. But you can call in and use the microphone on your computer, and you'll sound better. But even better, if you have some kind of like microphone that plugs into your computer, you'll sound golden. Headphones even help with that. So, discord.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jared in Oregon. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I just want to say thanks for you guys. This program is really awesome.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to share this. This is a really crazy world we got right now. I went in Oregon. You know, they have all the public school employees out there pumping your gas. You know, they scratch your car up, put the wrong fuel in, all that kind of stuff. The no brainer job. You know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys in Oregon are your legislature believes you're too incompetent to pump gas.
Yeah, they did in, like, Portland and stuff, but right before this whole pandemic lockdown, it had just got passed by the voters down here in this county where I live in, that we can pump our own gas.
Pretty sure that was a job creation program.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. True.
Yeah. Like I said, it's for the, you know, the public school mindless people, you know. Kind of a sad job anyway. But this lady Karen me yesterday, because they've already messed my car up.
Karen is now a verb. Okay, so what happened?
It sure is, dude. This is so crazy. So, because I now pump my own gas, and I was at this pump, and there's 12 pumps, you know. And so I'm at pump number one, and she's way over at the 12th one.
Yep.
And usually the lady that came up to me, usually she'll let me pump my gas. And so she was letting me. And then this lady started yelling at us. Oh, it's against the law. You're breaking the law, all this kind of stuff. And so the lady's like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to pump your gas for you. It is a violation of the law. And I started explaining to them that it was just an executive action over here in Oregon. So I straight up told her, we the sheep slaves at the bottom, we don't have to apply to the executive action yet. It hasn't been hasn't been turned into a law yet. And this other woman came over and just started screaming at me about laws, this and laws that. So I told her, well, in the late 1800s or in the mid 1800s, it was actually illegal to not hang black people. That was the law. So you're pro laws that are about hanging black people. And she slammed the gas down and yanked it out of my car and went back in and gave me my change back and said, I'm never allowed on that property again. And then called the police on me for no trespass.
So this was like the manager and the,
this was just one of the little car hop people, you know, that comes, runs out and puts gas. And then, so I went in and I left because I had to calm down because I was like, wow, this is really trippy. And so I came back and talked to the manager and I have to go meet with her tomorrow and stuff. But the lady called the police on me. Like, I put on the dispatch and heard the call in that the two couples were acting erratic and they're trespassing. And it was just really, this is just, this whole pandemic is turning all of us against each other. And it is so sad, man.
Yeah.
No kidding.
The human primate really isn't made for this level of stress, it seems. And, you know, people are taking it real rough. And the idea
without the mask,
you're going to do something terrible by pumping gas. Go ahead.
See, I think this is terrible for the kids. Most importantly, everybody's always worried about the kids. Yeah. We always do all this crap for the kids. Dude, my daughter, I don't even want to take her to town. We live up in the hills. We go to town like twice a week for all our supplies and stuff.
Yep.
And I don't even want to take her because she doesn't know how to read people. I was trying to teach her Spanish. There's a big Spanish-speaking community here. And so she's like saying no entiendo and saying different colors. And now they just look at her and she don't even want to look at them because all you see is these weird eyes. This is the worst thing for this generation. We're going to have a bunch of pill popping scared of their own shadow kids if we don't just
turn people into psychopaths because they can't see faces. Interesting point. Well, they wear masks often in, say, Asian countries. I mean, they don't seem to have the problems there. I don't know. I mean, they got some problems.
I'm not so sure.
I don't know a bunch of Americans that are flocking to go live like the Asian people. I hate it. Obama did that a whole bunch. He would always compare us to third world countries. He's like, well, in Uzbekistan, they got 7 families in a house. Here in America, we just need to learn to live like that and look where we are now. You know?
Thanks for the call, Jared. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. 855. I want you to defend that just 1 second. 855-450-3733. Go ahead, Beakless Mountaineer.
Yeah, I would definitely say that the countries that have grown accustomed to ordinarily wearing face masks are more dysfunctional than functional. I mean, there are social skills that you lose out on, and there's a health detriment from your body not knowing whether it should be prepared to run or to heal your organs. Because if you can't see someone's face, I mean, reading the eyes is possible, but we're terrible at it, which is part of why politicians can smile and we don't notice that their eyes are never smiling. but a big part of it is I need to know whether you're angry at me or scared of something behind me in order
to... It's a very basic human need, right?
It really is. But a lot of these countries really don't have that focus on, okay, is the individual health a priority? Like, are these people experiencing greater physical detriment by having this situation?
Yeah, I don't think that Asia is the example I would use as something to aspire to.
I'm just saying that it has... when I went there, they were wearing masks. A lot of them. And I mean, not obviously all of them. I'd say about maybe 5 or 10% of the population had masks on. And likely they were people who were ill. You know? And they just kind of got used to it at some point or another. Let's go to Mike calling in from New York. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
I think it was 2 callers ago.
Yes.
Basically asked the question, what was the purpose of qualified immunity? It obviously has run amok. It doesn't seem reasonable to have police be, indemnity from any actions that they take.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe the original purpose was to have, if police are doing something in the reasonable course of their job so that they didn't that had recently become unconstitutional for them to do according to a court ruling, so that police didn't have to constantly be apprised of, you know, yesterday's court rulings. Let's say, and this is a silly example, but it would be nice. Let's say it's unconstitutional for cops to pull you over for speeding. And then, you know, that ruling happens today, and tomorrow, somewhere in the country, a cop pulls someone over for speeding.
Every other industry has to abide by laws that are passed as soon as they take effect. No other industry is immune from suit because they didn't feel like keeping up with the regulations that govern them.
I don't think Mike's making the argument. I think he's just explaining.
Yeah, it is a total reversal of ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Yeah, right. Ignorance of the law is an excuse if you're law enforcement.
So I'm not defending the policy. I'm just clarifying some facts. So then what happened was it was exacerbated because it morphed into anything that a cop has done that could be seen as wrong that there hadn't been a specific court ruling about, they were immune from. So there was like a crazy instance where the police went in, used a whole bunch of like flashbangs and tear gas and stuff, and they were immune from that because there had never been a court ruling against that before. And then the next step that happened was, because judges knew that if they didn't rule on something, then there would never be a court ruling, so qualified immunity would always be present. So now you have judges who aren't making rulings so that if it happens again, qualified immunity still stands. So I think that's where we're at now.
But they can't not make a ruling. If there's a case before them, it gets resolved one way or the other.
But yeah, I mean, I don't have perfect understanding, but those are the broad strokes of how I understand it.
Well, I definitely think that's what it was sold as. But I really don't see a downside of having to update them on the laws that they're supposed to enforce.
Yeah, I can see why people would say, hey, look, if we don't give these police officers some kind of protection, they're never going to do their jobs, so we have to give them protection. But, at this point, we've run the experiment, and we see what the results are, and I got to say, out with qualified immunity. Out! I mean, it doesn't exist in any other job. It doesn't need to exist in this one. Thank you for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. The number 855-450-3733. 855-450-free here on
Free Talk Live. Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.